This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Technology Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Jim Schatzel, veteran paramedic and creator of Team Life CPR app, joins us today on eHealth Radio. He developed a life-saving app that can raise the survival rate for sudden cardiac arrest. Jim, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Mr. Michaels. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, you are very welcome. So what inspired you to create the Team Life CPR app?
I've been involved in the emergency medical services field for 30 years, 20 of those years as a paramedic. I had a great opportunity to get my education at the University of Maryland, and I interned at Johns Hopkins and Shock Trauma Center in Baltimore City, and I came back to my home state of New Jersey to ride on a 911 paramedic ambulance. And I've done so for, as I said, over 20 years, and I'm still doing that. What I found out very early on in my career is no matter how good my training was and how much I keep up with my studies and continuing education, it just takes us too long in certain types of emergency to make a difference. So I wanted to find a way for people to be empowered and equipped so they can start care prior to the ambulance coming so the patient has the best chance of survival.
Statistically speaking, how often does sudden cardiac arrest occur and to whom typically?
Here's the scary thing. Is as we go through our day today, every 90 seconds, so already from the time we started the interview to the time you asked me that question, somebody in the United States went into sudden cardiac arrest. And it's the scary part is that unlike some other medical conditions, there's usually some warning signs and symptoms before the event really takes place. On the other hand, this sudden cardiac arrest is usually an abrupt episode without a lot of warning, and the person collapses. So as we go today, every day it happened yesterday, it's happening today, it will happen tomorrow, about 1,000 people in our country will suffer sudden cardiac arrest. Only 5% of them will survive. Despite this great 911 system we have, as I said, we just don't have people starting care prior to help arriving. That's why I developed the Team Life CPR app.
Very sobering, without a question, those numbers. Now, how and why do you feel the Team Life CPR app will change the survival rate for sudden cardiac arrest?
Here's really what it comes down to. If somebody was around this sudden, or when somebody is around this sudden cardiac arrest today, they want to start to help, but they don't know how. Maybe they've had a CPR class in the past. Maybe it's been a few months ago. Maybe it was several years ago. But despite that, the event takes place. So now sometimes they forget, how many times am I supposed to press? How many times am I supposed to breathe? How fast am I supposed to do it? Well, in our today's world, with most people having smartphones with us at most of the time, this very inexpensive $1.99 app to put on your phone forever, you can go to that and we give you visual and audible prompts to talk through the steps of CPR, and that's going to make the difference. So I know that this 5% survival rate will change if people put this on their phones, because people will be empowered to start CPR prior to the ambulance coming, and that's going to increase the survival rate.
Very, very brilliant. Today we are with Jim Schatzel, veteran paramedic and creator of Team Life CPR app. He developed a life-saving app that can raise the survival rate for sudden cardiac arrest here on eHealth Radio's Technology Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jim, who should install this on their smartphones?
Here's something that I get all the time when I talk to people. They say, oh, you know what? My parents, you know, or maybe retirement communities and all that. And, of course, anybody in the when we get up to a certain age, in our 70s, 80s, and over, things are going to happen to our heart. But here's what most people don't know. That age group that I just mentioned are more prone to structural problems wrong with their heart. So heart attacks. And most of the time, a heart attack won't stop your heart. That's your typical warning signs, chest pain, all of those types of things. They should call 911, but most of those people remain conscious, and they're stable, if you will, long enough for the ambulance to get there. I'm 47. Here's a scary thing. Right now, between my 40s and 50s for males, I am at the highest risk of sudden cardiac arrest. So it wouldn't be a structure problem with my heart. It would be an electrical problem with my heart. And if it happens to me today, I would suddenly collapse. So really, we need to target everybody. And then talk about some really scary statistics. As we go to, through today, about 20 children in our country will suffer sudden cardiac arrest. So everybody needs this on their phone, not just thinking that there's a certain group of people that are a risk factor. Unfortunately, we're all at the same risk for sudden cardiac arrest. So people that have a smartphone, I think it's great that we can spend some money to buy some apps to throw a bird into a building, and that's entertaining, but this is truly life-saving.
Yeah, you mentioned that you're 47. I am as well, so this is certainly some interesting information and sobering and very, very attention-getting for sure. Now, how is the Team Life CPR app different than other apps that are out there relating to CPR?
As I said, I'm a paramedic, so I have done thousands of cardiac arrest calls. I performed CPR for over 30 years on patients, and I know the challenge of what it takes to do that. I've also been a CPR instructor since I've been 16. I've trained over 10,000 people in CPR. So I want people to have the really just get to work. So our application is very different from other competitors that are out there because ours is not informational. It's not a CPR class on a phone. It's not a bunch of statistics or pages to flip through or things to click through. It's simply one button. We come on, and it's a rescue application. We get you right to it, trying to wake the patient up, making sure 911 is called, starting compressions, giving breaths, following along with the information. It's a great review at any time to look at the app, but if the event happens, you go right to it, it gets you right to work, and you would do CPR as well as I would as a veteran paramedic following this application.
Where can our listeners find more information and purchase the Team Life CPR app?
Feel free to visit us at teamlife.com. But what happens is each phone, be it an Apple product like an iPhone, an Android phone, or a BlackBerry, they each have their own store, if you will. So if I went to the App Store on iTunes and typed in Team Life CPR, it would come up and you would download it there. And then there's Google Play for Android, and there's BlackBerry App World for BlackBerry.
Very good. And Jim, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
One of the things is nobody wants, and I understand this, nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to think about this. Here's a real scary thing. When I work as a paramedic, I know during that shift I'm going to be doing CPR. And not that I'm not going to care for that person emotionally that I'm working with, but it's probably somebody that I don't know. And I go in there with a job to do. A lot of people that we're talking to today, if they are in this situation, it's probably a loved one. It's probably a coworker. It's probably a customer. So it's a scary thing to think about. But what's more scary? Having this event happening, dial 911, and waiting on average of the 10 to 12 minutes for the ambulance to get there, and knowing that every minute that goes by, there's 10% less chance of that patient's survival without CPR, or starting something, being empowered to do something. So we just want people to take the time. It only takes about 30 seconds to download it. You can review it, and it's right there for you in case you're in this tough situation.
We've been talking with Jim Schatzel, veteran paramedic and creator of the Team Life CPR app. He developed a life-saving app that can raise the survival rate for sudden cardiac arrest. And the website of reference, check it out. It's teamlife.com. Jim, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Mr. Michaels, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
We do as well, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Technology Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.